Picture a single brushstroke stopping someone's scroll. No headline, no pitch, just a texture and a tiny tilt that somehow feels familiar. You tap, you linger. That small move became the brand's handshake.
Welcome, dreamers, doodlers, and design disruptors, to the Tools of the Imagination, where we crack open the sketchbook and reveal the brushes, pixels, and bold ideas that turn visions into victories. I'm Michael Wallace, founder of MG Wallace Design Studios, and with me, Wendy.
Hey everyone, Wendy here. I run our workshops and help translate messy ideas into repeatable studio patterns. Today, we'll focus on finding one gesture, auditioning it fast, and then making it sing across touch points.
Totally. Quick roadmap. Listen like a human, pick one anchor gesture, test it in lo-fi ways, and scale the winners. But first, why a tiny gesture? Because attention loves pattern. A repeated tilt or stroke becomes a mental shortcut, your brand tag in someone's head.
Mm-hmm. And in practice, we group gestures into three useful buckets: form, texture, and motion, so designers can pick one lever to pull.
Right. Form is geometry. Texture is tactile detail, like grain or brush, and motion is timing and direction. Combine them, and you get a visual accent system that nudges how people feel.
Quick studio example. A boutique coffee client wanted warmth without being twee. We used a 5-degree tilted oval and a light paper grain. Short sentence, it read, handcrafted. On social, posts using that mark had 27% more saves than the control.
No way! 27%? That's the kind of lift that gets clients' attention fast. When that tilt showed up on packaging, ad and motion stings, the effect compounded.
Curious. Wait, how did you isolate that tilt from other creative changes?
Simple A-B. Same copy, same visuals, only one group had the rotated mark. Behavior differences were consistent across audiences, which tells you the gesture was driving attention.
Okay. Now a fast, practical sequence you can use in 10 minutes. Step 1. Listen to the brand like it's a person. Is it curious, calm, bold? Translate one trait into one visual move. No mixing anchors.
Totally. Step 2 is scan the field. If competitors are ultra clean, add texture to stand out. If they're loud, choose a subtle motion cue. You want contrast that still feels honest.
Step 3. Audition fast. For texture, overlay grain on a hero image and drop it into a story. For form, rotate the mark by a few degrees and place it in mock-ups. For motion, animate a 300-400 millisecond nudge and post a short clip. Watch behavior for 48 hours.
Let's practice an audio audition so you can hear how a gesture lands. Imagine an outdoor gear brand that wants rugged trust without macho theatrics. Picture a badge, slightly off-kilter, with a coarse paper texture.
I'm seeing that. The paper texture reads like grip. The off-kilter badge reads like human-made.
Now imagine the same badge sliding in from the lower left with a slow 400 milliseconds ease. Which one says reliable without shouting?
For me, the texture signals tactile promise. Motion signals approachability. That means you can mix gestures by channel. Texture on packaging, motion in explainer video.
Okay, time for a bit of friction. I keep hearing designers say, we can't test. That's for big budgets.
I hear that too. But sometimes clients won't let us post unpolished stuff. How do you convince them to risk a rough test?
Good point. We handled it with transparency and a tiny scope. For a skincare client, we posted two organic stories, one with a hand-drawn brushstroke, one with a plain circle, no ad spend. 2 days later, the brushstroke had 40% more saves. It cost time, not money, and it gave a directional result the client loved.
There, see? That's the play. Low risk, clear metric, fast learning. If clients see a number, they loosen up.
And a pro tip, keep a gesture library. Three forms, three textures, three motion cues per brand. Rotate them in small tests and note winners. It makes creative decisions cumulative, not random.
Let's ground this with two quick case studies. First, a beverage launch. We used a repeating micro diagonal on labels and as a video wipe. That diagonal became a directional read, and in retail recall tests, it stood out. Online add to cart rose 9%.
Case two, a B2B software client wanted friendly expert. We applied soft rounded corners and a tiny button bounce on click. The motion lowered perceived friction and demo signups increased. People simply felt safer to click.
Quick imagination exercise. Close your eyes if you can. Think of a brand you love. Reduce it to one gesture. Form, texture, or motion. Picture that gesture repeating across an app, a package, and a social post. Does it feel cohesive? If yes, you found a promising anchor. If no, tweak it.
I did it with a bakery, one hand-scribbled underline, and suddenly everything felt warmer. That underline told a whole story without text.
If you need simple measurements without dashboards, watch saves, shares, quick-throughs, and qualitative comments, those are early signals. A texture post that gets looks like art in comments, that's meaningful.
Three crisp takeaways. First, pick one personality trait and translate it into a single anchor gesture. Second, audition quickly. 20-minute lo-fi casts give you directional insight. Third, scale winners consistently across channels so the gesture compounds.
Two small actions for this week. Grab a sketchpad and pick one gesture to test and register at mgwdstudios.com/submit to grab our gesture templates and audits.
Also, start a gesture ledger. Note what you tested, where, and what changed. Over time, you'll build a repeatable playbook for decisions that used to feel random.
And that's a wrap on today's dive into the tools that turn sketches into success stories. Remember, whether it's a logo that lingers or an illustration that hooks hearts, your imagination is the ultimate canvas. Pick up that brush and paint boldly.
If this sparked something, hit subscribe, drop a review, and share it with a fellow creator. Templates and visual resources are waiting at mgwdstudios.com/submit.
Thanks for joining us at The Tools of the Imagination from MG Wallace Design Studios. Until next time, keep designing, keep dreaming, and keep imagining what's next. I'm Michael. See you in the sketchbook.
Imagine boldly. Design brilliantly. Connect creatively.